The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Dan the Man. I've got Carla Palmer in studio with me, Aviana Barrientos, and Robin Perry Braun. Hey, guys.
Hey,
girls. Everybody
hey.
Doing good?
Doing good.
I'm all excited about the upcoming holiday. And Danny, are you going home for the holidays? I didn't ask.
How can I go home?
Oh, the Cowboy game on Thursday.
Okay. I haven't been home in...
That's right. I always forget. I think I ask you that every year, actually.
Everybody does, though.
Yep, yep.
No, it's not... I mean, it's kind of one of those things since the early... I think maybe 91, I think. 92
wow.
was
yeah.
the last time I've been home for...
Wow.
Thanksgiving, but it's, you know, same thing with Christmas, you know? I don't get a chance to go home for Christmas.
Do they have turkey
either.
In the back room?
Of course
they do.
They do,
yeah.
Oh,
but,
yeah, yeah. They
yeah.
spread. They got a big old spread for them. And I'm curious what will happen because, you know, they're playing the Chargers who just crushed the Bills. And so, right?
Well, five interceptions in the first half for Peterman didn't really help too much. It's kind of like on the second half, they look at Tyrod and go, all right, our bad.
I know. It's just...
You know, what does the coach say? Does he go to Tyrod and go, okay, here's the deal. That was not my decision to start the kid.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't my decision, you know, but...
I want to ask you some questions.
It is what it is.
Off the air, because I just got to know. I was listening to another sports broadcast here in Dallas a couple of days ago after the loss with the Dallas Cowboys, and I have some things that I think are legitimate at why they struggle with getting another championship, and I think it's got something to do with Jerry Jones. That's all I'm going to say. I just think, you know, Jimmy Johnson was such a great coach, such a great leader. And I just think, you know, you can't micromanage anybody when they work for you or with you. You just can't. I think when you do, you inhibit their ability to perform at their optimal, you know, at their best level. So,
I just want to know if Jerry Jones sells, does he have to pick someone with the initials JJ as part of a legacy? Like, we got to pass
of
this
course.
Down to another
yeah.
JJ now.
Yeah.
That's
I don't
not going to happen.
Well, so, you know, this is that...
it's going to stay in the family for a long, long time, even
that.
After he passes.
Because
it's
yeah.
going to, you know, basically his son, I don't want to say runs the show, but he pretty much, you know,
yeah.
makes
yeah.
a lot of the
but
decisions.
I don't know. I just think that they, I don't know. I just think they should let the coach be the coach and keep their opinions to themselves and let him just do his job. But so today I was, you know, remember I told you about that organic chicken fingers that I bought for my daughter? And then after I prepared them, I looked and read the ingredients after I got them home and after she ate them, and it said breading set in vegetable oil. Well, I was sitting and waiting for a hair appointment this morning, so I called the company, and they're in North Carolina, and I was on hold, first of all. I couldn't get a real human for about 4 minutes. And
I just love that you called the company.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Just during your hair
I love it because it gives me ammo. It gives me ammunition, you know. And so she was nice enough. She was just doing her job. But bottom line is she didn't know anything about the ingredients of the food. She was just there to, like, pass me on to somebody else. So I had to spell my name like 4 times because my name is just so difficult to understand. It's like 20 letters and, you know, and it's anyway. So after I got my and they wanted to call me, I said, no, I'd rather have email because I want it in print. You know, I really do. I guess they could have left a voicemail, but I'm not the greatest at catching all my calls anyway. But long story short, she couldn't tell me. She had to have an ingredient specialist email me or call me. But the bottom line is this is not 100% organic. This is not truth in labeling based on the knowledge that I have, which is quite a lot at this point. And so I want to encourage everyone before they go shopping, which most of us are doing it today.
Right.
I know I am for my Thanksgiving stuff. I actually ordered a keto pumpkin pie from Unrefined Bakery. And Danny,
nice.
I got some keto stuffing too. And it's
yeah, but keto stuffing, and if you're not keto,
Well, I just don't want the. I'm not eating grains. I'm paleo. Yeah. If I do eat anything like,
I guess
like
keto
that,
would be good if you're on a low cal or low carbohydrate diet.
How do you do
but,
a keto crust? How do you do a keto pie crust?
But if you're on a normal diet and you eat keto, which is high fat, I know good fats, but still you're able to eat high fattening or high fat food.
Yeah.
It's not good if you have a. I don't want to say a normal diet, but a normal to less than normal bad diet.
Yeah,
you'll. I mean, you'll explode.
Well,
no, I agree.
I'm with Danny. I mean, I think one day, just have the good crust. Just have
it is
all
good,
the
though.
Stuff
yeah.
you want.
The keto crust is
oh,
good.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Okay.
It's the same thing with gluten.
I know.
Everybody's so, you know, and Jill Lane has talked about it in the past where, you know, if you're not gluten sensitive, don't go non-gluten craze because you're fine.
I'm with you on that one.
No,
and the same
I agree.
Thing with the pizzas, yeah. right? Because I've never tried a gluten-free pizza.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there would be a difference in the
yeah.
crust.
Oh, absolutely. I'll bring you one from True Foods next week. That's where I get it when I usually get my pizza.
Some are very good.
They are very good. But I was thinking, so I'm going to do like a mashup because I'm not having a dead animal in the middle of my table. I can't do it and live with myself. I just can't. And so I bought some tofurkey gravy. And I'm making my homemade classic mashed potatoes with my celery root. I'm headed over to Central Market, who, by the way, I called them this morning, and they were so gracious and so helpful.
All right, what's tofurkey?
I knew you were going to say that.
I mean, really?
Hey,
what's wrong with regular gravy?
Judge and not judge. Live and let live.
But
okay?
What's wrong with regular gravy?
I mean, judge, don't judge. What did I say? Did I say judge and
aren't you
not gonna judge?
Have,
whatever.
So you're not going to have turkey because
no,
of the...
No, because I just can't deal with it. I've seen way too many videos, you guys. I'm mentally ill from it almost. Mm. Seriously.
Right.
I've gotcha. Seen just way too much. And so I'm going to compromise. So I'm making my mashed potatoes. I've got tofurkey gravy. I've got keto stuffing that I'm getting from Unrefined Bakery. Oh, my gosh. And Honey baked ham? No. So let me continue. I'm making my stuffed shells, and I'm making my classic Italian green beans with lemon and butter, and maybe I'll make a little bit of Parmesan Reggiano on part of them because my one daughter likes the parm instead of just the lemon and butter. And that's it. So I've got like kind of a Thanksgiving dinner, but it's got an Italian spin on it. And I'll have, of course, you know, garlic bread and stuff like that. But I tried a package of last night. I shouldn't have done it. I know I shouldn't have opened them. And I ate like a third of the bag. I was supposed to save them for Thanksgiving. Now I got to go back and get more of them. But Trader Joe's has Thanksgiving flavored potato
that.
Chips. Did you see me post
I
it?
I saw your post.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I saw that, too.
Oh, my gosh. They were killing me. I could hardly stop. I had to leave the room to get away from the bag of chips. I'm just here to tell you that they were so good. But
I am making a homemade pecan pie that's going to be all natural from pecans from my backyard.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
They were good this
nice.
Year, so I'm excited.
Yeah,
Well, obviously pecan season is now. When is pecan season?
Whenever they fall on the ground.
Is it fall? I mean,
yes.
is it?
It's about
pretty
now.
Much all fall, yeah.
Haven't
they?
Yeah. I used to have a pecan tree in my backyard, and we used to.
Oh, I have. Like
my
eight
dogs,
of them.
Yeah. My dogs love the pecans. They used to chew on them and eat them. That's back when I had like 14 dogs when I was before I had kids, and then just was doing so much rescuing here in Dallas because there's so many homeless animals. So, yeah.
My parents had a blood orange tree when
oh,
they were
nice.
In Phoenix. Those were awesome.
I love blood orange. Blood oranges.
Blood oranges.
Mm-hmm. Blood oranges. That's an Italian thing. Did you know that? The Italians really love the
oh,
blood
give
orange.
Give me a break. What? The Italians in Miami?
Yeah, the Italians in Miami. Yeah.
I used to
Everybody lives in Miami.
Yeah, when I lived in Israel, I loved the pomegranate trees.
Mm-hmm.
So you just walk down the street, and then they have the oranges on the side of the street. I mean, it's great.
Yeah. Well, I think it's gratitude is so important for your well-being. It really is. And every one of us here have a lot to be grateful for. And that's what the whole Thanksgiving celebration is about, getting together with your friends and family, which can be really difficult. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago with you, Robin. And
I was just talking about that today. You know, my parents died 20 years ago. My brothers are both removed. We're not really close with kids. And so I've noticed my daughter's hosting Thanksgiving. And she is really like trying to make all these, we're going to do this and we're going to do this. And so my kids are really, you know, on this about keeping family,
uh-huh.
doing things as family. We're going on a family ski trip in January. So I see that I've passed that down to them about how important it is to make that work and put energy into it.
Well, you know, we've got a great guest on today. We've got several great guests, but the first one up is David Essel. I love this man. I haven't even met him yet, but I was on it all over his website yesterday, and I've got his new book right here, Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, But This Book Will. He had a post on his website about dealing with family during the holidays. I encourage everyone to go to davidessel.com and check it out. He's coming up right after the break. We're going to be talking about David's four key dating mistakes that people make when they join an online relationship site. Can't wait to talk to this man. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Dan the Man. I've got Aviana Barrientos, Carla Palmer, and Robin Perry Braun in studio with me. And I have the honor of saying that I have David Essel on the line. He holds a master's degree and is a number one best-selling author, counselor, master life coach, and international speaker whose mission is to positively affect 1 million people or more every day, regardless of their current circumstances. David's work is also highly endorsed by the late Wayne Dyer, a great man, God bless his soul. Also, Mark Victor Hansen's Chicken Soup for the Soul, as well as many other celebrities, radio, and television networks from around the United States of America and the world. I might add, celebrity Jenny McCarthy says that David Essel is the new leader of the positive thinking movement. I love you already, and I haven't even talked to you yet, David. Welcome so much to One Life Radio.
Bernadette, our energy is identical.
I know. I'm so excited. I am. I love your message. I love what you're doing. There's so many people suffering in this country, and I have so much empathy as you do. And so I just so thankful for the work that you're doing.
Thanks. Oh, this is just great to be able to share the message with you and your listeners. So we will rock today, and you just let me know how I can help your gang the most.
Well, I appreciate that. And as a radio host, you know sometimes that things get a little crazy behind the scenes, and I appreciate that. You know, I love what we're talking about today because I do feel that so many people need to hear this advice. And so today we're talking about David's four key dating mistakes that people make when they join an online relationship site. Full disclosure here, David, I have never been on a dating site in my life, and I don't feel like I ever would do it. Am I right or wrong?
Well, you know, it depends. If you're in a great relationship, then the answer is never go on one.
Right.
But Bernadette, let me tell you this. Years ago when I started, I've been a counselor for 28 years now. I bet it was 25 years ago that the first person came to me and they were talking about something online and I had no idea what they were discussing. So I went on my online myself. And in 2017, going into 2018, it still is one of the most viable ways to meet a potential partner if you work the system correctly. Otherwise, if you don't, it's an absolute waste of time.
Yeah. Well, I've heard it's like it's so intense that it becomes almost like a part-time job. I can't imagine that being very romantic.
Well, again, if you know how to work the system well, you can cut down on the insanity. There's one of my clients right now that she gets around 300 messages a day.
Oh, my gosh.
Fights, you know. And so she's come in to work with me to figure out how the heck do you weed through all these people. And it's not as difficult as it sounds. But listen, if you're not into the bar scene, and that's not really a great place to meet a long-term partner anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not into blind dating, which I am, you know, not really a cool, I don't think those are really awesome either. This is a way you get a chance to see someone's picture, get a little idea of their background, at least what they're going to post,
mm-hmm.
to see if it might be a match. And so it's a viable way. I'm pro, you know, whether it's Bumble, the app, or if it's Match or Plenty of Fish or Chewdate or whatever. There's a thousand different sites out there. There's a dating site, Bernadette, for people who are interested in farming.
The farmers only. Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. But, you know, and having said that, you know, you talk about your 3% rule, you know, if you want to explain that first before I make my comment, because you do have to have a lot of things in common to have a successful relationship, correct?
Oh, yeah, but I'm so glad you brought this up, Bernadette. We have a brand new book coming out in January, which is going to explain what you and I are going to talk about briefly in much more detail. But I created 20 years ago something called David Essel's 3% Rule for Dating, and it says this. You can have 97% compatibility, but if you're trying to make a relationship work with a person that has one of your deal killers,
mm-hmm.
The 97% doesn't matter.
Right.
Throw it out the window. So what we have to do, which is kind of sounding oxymoronic now, when I work with clients, Bernadette, I say to them this. What are things that will never work for you? Like, create the list. You know, is it someone that drinks too much? Is it someone that smokes? Is it someone that's financially irresponsible? Is it someone with children?
Mm-hmm.
Is it someone that doesn't want children? You know, like, get really clear on what will not work for you, and you will save yourself a mountain of time
right.
in the world of dating.
Well, and time is money, you know, yeah. And so you save yourself time and money. Okay, so there's four key dating mistakes that people make when they join an online relationship site. What is number one?
All right, number one is you're not even ready to date. In other words, you're still pissed off at him or her from the past. You're still jaded at your ex-husband, ex-wife. You still believe men are dogs and women only want to be supported financially.
Well, you know, there's some truth in some of that, you know, for a lot of people.
that's true. But if you're jaded, Bernadette, if you really have that edge, you know, and there's a woman I was working with. I have a brand new article coming out, and there's a woman I was working with, and she said to me, you know what? I am only going to date men who are going to take care of me. I'm done of working. I don't want to work at all.
Hmm.
And I said, okay, well, guess what? There's a man out there somewhere that'll love what you just said. Now,
right.
the pool is going to be very tiny. You're going to be fishing out of a very small pool, but at least you know what you want. Like, I'm not judging her.
Yeah.
You know,
is she gorgeous? Because that would make it a lot easier, right?
Oh gosh, there's one of my clients in New York, Bernadette, who... I can't mention names and confidentiality, but she looks like, I mean, that she could be a Victoria's Secret model on TV. She is so stunning. And she has the pick of the litter, but she's one of those people that gets 300 plus responses a day.
Wow.
And so that can be hard. But number one, tip number one, you have to look in the mirror. As you're looking, listening to our show right now, look in the mirror. If you are jaded, if you're still angry at an ex, don't even go online. Because you're probably going to attract someone else who's jaded at their ex, and that's called a match made in hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I would agree. I would agree. And that's a difficult one for some people. I'm going to say myself. I'll include myself. My first husband and I did not have the best divorce, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not, but it's very difficult sometimes to navigate, especially if you have children. But I don't harbor any real contempt. Do you know what I'm saying? You do go through difficult times. I don't think it's good to harbor contempt over anything. You don't do yourself any good when you hang on to past hurts and just trauma like that.
Oh, Bernadette, exactly. And the other problem that comes up, if you are still jaded at a former lover, is that you will be mistrusting of your new lover. In other words,
absolutely,
you're going to start looking for problems that might not even be there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. That's called insecurity and anger combined.
Well, and so many people do this, too. They feel like they have to be in a relationship to be valid. And
right.
What's at the very root of that?
Insecurity.
Insecurity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the root cause. When someone feels that they are validated and they're worthwhile and they're a successful human being because they're in a relationship, that means, well, the big word for it is codependency.
Mm-hmm.
It means that our identity is codependent on being, quote-unquote, in love. And if we don't have a partner, then there's something wrong with us. So the big term is codependency in relationships, but underneath it, the cause of it is an insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
We don't feel that we can go to a party, go to an event by ourselves, and be a whole person. You know, that whole crap about I need to find my better half,
mm-hmm.
like, that's nonsense. You need to find someone who you can work with, who you can fall in love with, but there's not a better half. You're not half of a person looking to be whole. You need to be whole, looking to have someone that's going to accentuate your life, not take away from it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Such great advice. It really is. So you have four key dating mistakes that people make when they join an online relationship site. What's number two?
Number two is, and this, women today are complaining to me constantly, my clients, that men are hiding behind texting. In other words, you know, a lot of relationships online start with an email back and forth, and then they say, here's my number, let's just do this so I don't have to log in. We can just text back and forth. But a lot of people start to play that game of there's texting too much. They're hiding. Instead of saying, hey, call me, and the guy responds back and says, I'll tell you what, I'm really busy right now. Let's just text for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
30 minutes later, they're still texting. So they're hiding something. And the other thing is, Bernadette, when you're texting, you can make yourself look like an all-star. You can correct misspelled words. You can double-check it to make sure it looks great. When
oh,
you're on
my
the
gosh.
Phone,
I never thought about that. People do that?
Oh, God. It happened. You know, well, my female clients are telling me that it's happening all the time.
Really?
Yeah, and the guys that I'm working with, a lot of them will say, I don't want to talk on the phone for a variety of reasons. One is that some of them are not socially adept. They feel uncomfortable. They're nervous. They get anxious to talk on the phone. But behind a text screen, oh, my God, you're Superman.
Right. Or you might be married and hiding it or something, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so, you know, like women are saying, enough of these guys hiding behind your text. So what we say is, after a few days of texting, get on the phone, hear their voice, FaceTime, see what they look like to make sure they're a match to their pictures on the profile.
Excellent advice. What's number three?
Oh, my gosh. Number three is when you're trying to figure out this world of dating and you're getting to know 6, 7, 8 people at a time. Absolute no-no. Like, you're going to start forgetting who you're texting, who you told you were going to call.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
People mixed up when you're trying to get to know 6, 7, 8 people, and it happens a lot.
Yeah.
So what we say is, only be introducing yourself to 2 serious potential people at a time. Like, don't respond to everyone, oh, I'd love to get to know you, if you don't have a serious interest. Once you narrow down and 1 or 2 people, one of them could easily fall off in 3 or 4 days and be going after someone else. Then you can bring in someone new, but only try to get to know 1 or 2 people at a time.
Again, really great advice, and so many people make that mistake of just, I don't know, just trying to do too much and not focusing on what's really important. Okay, so, and that goes for business, too. Okay, so number four, what's number four?
Oh, number four is, this is where we get to the serious stuff. You've been texting back and forth, you're talking on the phone, it's hot and heavy. Meet the person within 7 days.
Ah.
Crucial. Bernadette, if it's a 2-hour drive or less, take that 2 hours out of your life. Meet them for lunch. We don't ever say the first date should be dinner. It should never be dinner, because if dinner sucks, dinner can go on for 2 hours. Meet them for lunch. Meet them for coffee, whatever it might be. But within 7 days that you're feeling the hots for someone, get together in person.
Okay, go ahead. Finish. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And here's the reasons why. You're going to see how they interact in public. You're going to see what they fully look like. You're going to see also if they're real. If they start making excuses, well, I can't really get together. Mm-hmm. That could be a person who's in a relationship. Or Bernadette, it might just be an, I can't use that word. I'll use another word. It could be an attention-seeking person.
Ah, okay. Yes. Well, I have the big question here, okay, and so many people are wondering this, especially from an expert like you, how long before you should have sex with that person?
Oh, my God, that's a great question. You know what? Now, there's two answers to this. If you are open and honest about you're just there for a hookup, you're looking for friends with benefits, no strings attached, it doesn't matter as long as your morals and ethics are okay with it.
Okay.
And you're honest with this person. Like, I'm not here to judge someone that says, I want to have sex with someone on a second date if they're not looking for a serious relationship.
Yeah.
However, if you are looking for a serious relationship, as a counselor, I recommend all of my clients wait for 8 dates or longer to make sure this is a person that's going to be monogamous with you in life.
I agree. Great advice. Hope you'll come back. It was fabulous having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Bernadette. Bye now.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, everybody, his book is Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, but this book will. I can tell you I've read about 3/4 of it, and it is a very good book with a lot of great advice. I encourage you to get out there and buy it. I got mine on Amazon.com. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, it's Bernadette. It's cold and flu season, and Sun Warrior wants to help you keep your immune system strong. Sun Warrior Silver Immune Shield delivers microionic silver and 72 plus trace minerals to support the immune system naturally. The Immune Shield Complex is a fulvic acid complex produced in nature with loads of minerals to feed your immune system. Go to sunwarrior.com to get your Silver Immune Shield today. That's sunwarrior.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles. I almost said Lexi Brinkley. She's not here today. I've got Aviana Barrientos. I've got Carla Palmer and Robin Perry Braun in studio with me. And another great guest. Our lineup today is just amazing. I've got Miriam Kalamian. She is a nutrition consultant, educator, and author specializing in the implementation of the ketogenic diet and ketogenic therapies. She earned her Master's of Education from Smith College and her Master's of Human Nutrition from Eastern Michigan University. She is board certified in nutrition. That is a CNS by the Board
for certification of nutrition specialist. She is inspired by the work of Thomas Seyfried, PhD. He's actually been on the show before. And Miriam draws on a decade of experience to provide comprehensive guidelines that specifically address the many diet and lifestyle challenges associated with a cancer diagnosis. Miriam is a leading voice in the keto movement. Her passion for helping others implement this diet comes directly from her personal experience. Her son, Rafi, God bless his soul, was diagnosed with a brain tumor in December of 2004. And that is what originally led her to Dr. Thomas Seyfried and his research supporting the issue of the ketogenic diet for cancer. Such a pleasure to have you back on, Miriam. Welcome back to One Life Radio.
Well, thank you for having me back.
Well, you know, and you know, the ketogenic diet is really getting a lot of attention right now. I don't know if you heard the opening of the show, but I've even ordered a ketogenic pumpkin pie and ketogenic stuffing for my Thanksgiving dinner. And I feel like for so many reasons, the ketogenic diet is so good for so many people.
Oh, I am just thrilled that it's catching on. And, you know, it's this momentum is building for a greater, wider acceptance of the diet, not just for epilepsy, which is historical, but, you know, cancer falls into that as well. And obviously that's, you know, my strongest interest is in helping people fine-tune it with the nuances that they need for cancer. That's you know, the basis of my book, Keto for Cancer.
Well, and your son had an amazing response to keto, didn't he?
Yeah. Yes, he did. He had failed all the 2.5 years of failure with conventional care, and they were going to move him to palliative care, and I just literally stumbled on the research and saw that it was something that could be used with children, got the support of our local people, oncologist and pediatrician, and went ahead with what we thought was just a 3-month trial. And frankly, my expectations weren't very high, but he did have an amazing response. His tumor stopped growing and actually shrank back. So, of course, we stuck with it. That's what led to me going to school, learning all I can, and now sharing all of it. I want to share all of it with people. As a matter of fact, I want to bring up something really important to me. I've been invited to speak at West Palm Beach at a Low Carb USA event in January.
Nice.
Low Carb USA, West Palm Beach in January. And I've set aside the day before the event starts to meet with people. So I'm going to be meeting with a group of people with cancer and also with a group of practitioners that want to get up to speed with how to use this diet for cancer.
Well, so I think that's so amazing.
If your listeners are at all interested or know someone who could benefit, please go to my Facebook page or to Low Carb USA's page and learn more.
Yeah. I lost my best friend 6 weeks ago to cancer. And then one of my other best friends is losing her sister to brain cancer. She's in her final days right now. It seems like there's so many people in this world that have cancer that you never heard about it at these young ages. People in their 40s and 50s, right. You know, suffering. And like your son, such a young age, you know. And so let's do this. Let's compare keto to other anti-cancer diets, if you will.
You know, it doesn't compare. It is so superlative to other anti-cancer diets. The only thing that, you know, I met Ken Blue recently from the Hippocrates Institute, and they're doing it right. But, you know, it's not about it being a diet. It's about the effect it has at the cellular level. By changing the mix of foods that we put into our body, what we're doing is we're signaling the cells for either upregulating activities like growth or, you know, wanting to clean house. So when cells sense nutrient deficiency, in other words, they're not getting the glucose that they need or they're not getting the amino acids that will contribute to tumor growth, they're going to shut down those activities and they're going to clean house. So, you know, if this was a pill, if the keto diet was a pill and it was giving people a year of good quality life beyond what they could get from chemo alone, from standard care alone, you know, we would hail it as a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's a diet,
right.
It's not really, because it's labeled as a diet, I wish we could get rid of the label in cancer and just look at it as a ketogenic therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing the pushback that so many feel about this subject. I mean, even for us here at One Life Radio, we've been discussing this for, I'm going to say 5 years was the first when I first heard about it. Sean Wells was instrumental in that, and Dr. Thomas Seyfried has been on the show before. We've been talking about this for a long time, but only recently has it really been embraced and even somewhat respected by the American people.
Right. And by people talking about it more on social media, there's so many more sites now than 10 years ago. You know, social media didn't play into this.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what's going to move this to the tipping point, is that it's going to be driven by people's demand for a different way of managing disease, that preventing and managing disease. And, you know, that's where this, where the ketogenic diet comes in, with the just simple, they really are simple changes. People, I think, at times, especially with cancer, overcomplicate it.
Mm-hmm.
It really comes down to just, you know, limiting carbs, controlling the amount of protein that you eat, and eating some good healthy fats, and doing it in a time-restricted fashion. In other words, that intermittent fasting that everybody talks about.
Right.
And putting pressure on cancer cells. And also, in the process, you're supporting the healthy functioning of normal cells.
Well, your book, Keto for Cancer, Ketogenic Metabolic Therapy as a Targeted Nutritional Strategy, is an amazing book. It's so comprehensive. It's a really a great comprehensive guide for patients and practitioners. So what makes a keto plan successful?
Planning.
Ah, okay.
Because it is not a convenient way to eat. You go out to, at this time of year, you brought up the traditions around
mm-hmm.
holidays. You go someplace, and there's going to be all these carb-laden goodies. And, you know, so the casserole that I bring that might, be very low-carb and healthy isn't going to get the same kind of attention that the brownies, that the, you know, the layers of love brownies that somebody
right.
else is going to bring is going to get. So, you know, we have to change our relationship with food. We have to lower our sweet thermostat. And we have to accept the fact that our food environment is toxic. And I don't just mean with the chemicals that are put into the soil and water, but the fact that it's so laden with unhealthy ingredients that are convenient for us to purchase, convenient for us to share with other people. So it is more, it's a little, you know, more focused. And that's the challenging part of it for people, is having to change the way that they're thinking in their relationship with food.
Well, yeah, and I mean, we've been told for years that fat's so bad for us, and, you know, fat is kind of, like you write in your book, is your new best friend.
Right, it is. It is healthy fats. You know, of course, you know, when I, before I started down this road, I thought something like Triscuits, you know, to name a name,
yeah.
were healthy because it had healthy whole grains in it, and
right.
it had three ingredients, but the three ingredients were whole wheat, which I believe is pretty toxic, soybean oil, which we all know is very toxic,
mm-hmm.
and salt. So those are the three ingredients. Was that a healthy food? Absolutely not. So, yeah, you know, until I started digging much deeper into what food does in terms of signaling it, what pathways it inhibits, what pathways it healthy pathways it encourages, I just didn't understand the power of it. I thought, you know, eating your servings of fruits and vegetables was all there was to it.
Yeah, and there's so much. There's not so much to it, but there's some fundamental things about the ketogenic diet that I think people need to just be sure that they're doing, like using quality oils.
Exactly. The quality oils is a big part of it, because the diet is about twice or even more of the amount of fat that people are used to eating. So when you double up on the amount of fat, if you include a lot of inflammatory oils in that mix, then, that's problematic. So, you know, I like to encourage people to take in about half of what their fats are in the form of saturated fats, which goes against all conventions.
Mm-hmm.
But it does not go against a reading of the science. If you take away the biases that have been used to interpret the science, and you look at the science itself, you know, you look at all the data, don't cherry pick it, you'll come up with the fact that there is no advantage. In fact, there's a lot of disadvantages to the focus that we have on polyunsaturates at this point. We need those saturated fats. That's what our body is made primarily of. That's how we store our own fat, is in the form of a saturated fat. Yep. So why would we think that taking that in would be unhealthy for us?
Well, I love that America is getting educated through you and a lot of other people in this country that really are helping to push this movement, if you will, for a greater understanding of what our bodies really need. Thank you so much. I hope you'll jump back on again with us. I love your energy. I love having you on the show.
Well,
I really do.
I love being able to share. Well, and that's the whole thing about West Palm Beach. It's this whole day that I'm going to have to share. It's going to be incredible.
I was just going to ask you to bring it up again. I want to put it on our social media. I may even fly to West Palm Beach to meet you personally.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Because I think it would behoove both of us. So thank you.
And the other presenters there are going to be amazing as well. It's not just me. There's
all right.
A lot of really good people.
Well, you know what? Looks like I'm getting myself a plane ticket. So. All right, everyone. Thank you so much, Miriam. Love, a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you again.
Thank you. And have a good holiday.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving. All right. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
It's Collective Soul.
Oh, I love Collective Soul.
It's their version. I mean, everybody has a version of Blue Christmas, we're trying out loud.
I want to hear a happier Christmas song, though. You got a happier one?
Well, you're talking about suicide and holidays. How can that be happy?
Well, hopefully we're going to prevent any of that.
Jeez.
Someone needs to do a suicide.
I want a happy suicidal song.
Well, maybe we'll stop somebody from committing suicide from making them happy with music, because music does cheer you up. It really does. And holiday music invokes a lot of emotion. It does. The holidays invoke a lot of emotion. And if anyone would know, it's Robin Perry Braun. She is a holistic counselor, emotion code energy practitioner, and integrated life practitioner, ordained minister, and licensed counselor, addiction specialist, teacher, author, and speaker. She does Skype sessions all over the world and uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical problems. You can find all of our guest experts at oneliferadio.com and go to listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. Or you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, because they make this rocket go up. Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, that's CW Hemp, Squatty Potty, the ISSN, Sun Warrior, and our newest brand partner is Paleo Magazine. So proud to have them on the show with us and involved in the growth of One Life Radio. And so.
Did you put that Squatty Potty commercial on your Facebook page?
I think we did, yeah. And so, you know, I just want to say the Squatty Potty is, for those of you that think, oh, we're just selling another product, the Squatty Potty is a game changer. So is the CW Hemp. So is the Sun Warrior plant-based protein and all their other products that they have. You know, so is the water that you drink, throwing in. So you take the Squatty Potty, you flip it upside down, you put a little crinkle paper in there and fill it with all these great things, and you've got an amazing, healthy Christmas gift for the ones that you love.
That's great.
great.
Isn't that great? And throw that's in a great. Paleo magazine, too, because this upcoming issue, which will be on newsstands in a couple of days, has some great, great articles in it. The astounding health benefits of hemp. It talks about keto with Mark Sisson's top 8 tips. The food, it's got a lot of great, great recipes always. And the one thing about Paleo magazine, I'll just tell you this. Paleo magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. We are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community and the world to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma and big agriculture. Very important stuff. So, you know, what we're talking about today with Robin Perry Braun is indeed a very serious subject, the holiday suicide myth. So let's talk about this, Robin.
Okay.
Isn't suicide more prevalent around the holidays?
Well, actually, surprisingly, it's not. It seems like people talk about that and they think, oh, you know, we go from joy to, oh, but suicide's so much greater. And the truth is actually suicide is the lowest in December of any month of the year.
Really?
Yes. Yes. That was a surprising statistic. And I think that we're more aware. We're just paying attention more during the holidays mm-hmm. to happy, sad, because we are more reflective during the holidays. We're more reflective about our life and our family. And also I think that people project that a little bit more, that, well, surely it's higher. And I think the other reason that people think it's higher is that we tend to remember back over the holidays. We reflect back over years. So if there was a suicide in the family, I think it probably tends to have more impact if it happened over the holidays, because that's the time we focus on family and really think about it.
And Danny, I was just going to say, Danny, I always think of you with your dad. You lost him around the holidays, and you always struggle a little bit around the holidays because of it.
It was Christmas. But what I wanted to ask also is, you know, Christmas kind of falls in that, what do you call it, seasonal...
SAD.
Yeah.
Seasonal affective
disorder.
Something disorder.
So yeah. I think if, you know, let's say it's an awful weather month, and you haven't seen the sun in 30 days, combined with the fact that, let's say, you lost a loved one on Christmas or around the holidays, mm-hmm. that can't help, right?
You know, that's a really good point, Danny. And actually, one of the highest suicide rates is in early spring. And so I think that we could be
Is it?
Yeah,
early spring?
Is. It is. So I think we're pointing to an accumulation of vitamin D deficiency, of SAD.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the heightened of an SAD is going to be February or March, because you've gone 4 months without mm-hmm. any sun.
Well, you know, I took my vitamin D this morning after thinking, you know what? I haven't been taking my vitamin D3, and it's so important for so many reasons.
Yes.
We used to have, what is his name, the doctor that he wrote the book, The Vitamin D Paradox or something like that. But it's I can't remember the name of the book. I'll think of it, and I'll bring it up at another time if I can't think of it before we end the show today. But vitamin D3 is critical, and you're right. That does have an effect on your whole body, even your sleep patterns, if you're defective in vitamin D.
Well, your pituitary controls your hypothalamus, your thyroid, and your adrenals. And so if you don't have all the right balances of vitamins and supplements in your brain and in your pituitary, it controls all the hormones released in the rest of your body. So mm-hmm. your pituitary is your key gland to really make sure you stay healthy.
Well, and that's why cold and flu season is in the fall and winter months, because you're not getting as much vitamin D.
That's a good point.
That's a big part of it. Okay, so...
And of course, the cocktails during the holidays can't help it.
Yeah, I'm sure the sugar and the bad eating has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well, you know, and case in point, you know, I'm a little green around the gills today just because a lot of extra stress over the last couple of weeks. But I partied a little too much on Friday night celebrating my daughter's 21st birthday. I never do shots, but I did 2 that night, and I've been paying for it ever since. Yeah. So, yeah. But why do people think of suicide in the first place? It seems like, my goodness, life is so precious. You know, what goes on in the human mind to think that you have to do something so extreme?
Well, you know, and this is a complex subject. And of course, you know, I really deal with the subconscious more than anything.
Right.
So, but if you just understand that it's like a forest and trees issue. People get blinders on, and it's almost like whatever their problem is seems so big and so overwhelming, and they can't see a solution. They can't see, you know, they're blind peripherally. They're just stuck. And so they, you know, part of what gives us hope, part of what gives us thing is we think into the future, that the future is going to be brighter. And so if we look at this problem and we go, this is going to have a long-term stuckness moving into my future, and it's hopeless and it's despair, and I'm going to be stuck in this hopelessness, despair, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel.
You know what comes to mind is when you see someone in their teen years and they take their life, and you know, if they only waited, probably slept on it, they would look back and go, what was I so upset about? As adults, you do that. You go, God, I wish I just wouldn't wake up. I have those feelings. I wish I won't wake up.
Oh, everybody has feelings when they're really dead.
But, you know, hours later, you're like, well, man, everything's fine. But for a teenage mind, they think that's the end of the world, or they got a B. And what is the parents are going to say? Because they got a B. They didn't get an A. And boom, they're gone.
Well, and teenagers are dealing developmentally with, you know, still learning to process emotions. Well, so are most adults. I've talked about this many times that in America. We don't know how to process our emotions. But when you learn how to go from a state of upset back to a state of peace and joy, then we, you know, we get better at processing. And teenagers struggle in this area developmentally. So,
well, and we talk about this all the time. Let's talk about this, the collective consciousness and the power of the frequencies around you and what you choose to think and the frequencies that they are. I'm fascinated with this more so now than ever because of the book Power versus Force.
Well, and here's the deal. Here is why I believe suicide is less in December is more people are happier. More people are focused on gratitude. More people are focused on what's important to them and love and family and giving gifts and blessing people. Blessing is a very high frequency. When you give, it's a very high frequency. So the collective consciousness, and I can only pick America because I don't really know how other countries celebrate the holidays, but we are generally more giving, more loving, more thoughtful. Our frequency is higher collectively. And so I believe that's why suicide is lower.
Absolutely. And you're so spot on. And why can't we continue that all year round? Why can't we be loving and understanding and gracious and kind and giving all year long? Because all that connectedness makes you feel amazing.
Go out and buy somebody a coffee today.
Well, I'm bringing somebody some celery root.
Beautiful.
The girl that does my hair, I said, I'm going to go get you some celery root for your potatoes, your mashed potatoes. I'll talk about the recipe tomorrow. Robin, thank you so much. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. Carla, Danny, Aviana. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.